Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, 51551, if you want to contact the programme. Sports Minister Jack Chambers updated Cabinet this morning on progress in Ireland's bid to co-host the 2030 FIFA World Cup along with the UK. In a statement, the department said that feasibility work to assess the viability of a bid is continuing ahead of FIFA formally opening the bidding process next year. It said that a bid company is being established and that the government and the FAI will make nominations to the board. For more on this, I'm joined by Kieran Cunningham, chief sports writer with the Irish Daily Star. Kieran, you're very welcome to the programme. I've given some of the detail there, but what do we know about this bid so far?
Well, it's been talked about for a couple of years, and if it does end up on the table, it'll be one of many bids, because this is unusual in that there's likely to be three bids from Europe, maybe one or two from Africa, at least a South African bid, an Asian bid, a talk of a Saudi Arabian-led bid, an Israeli-led bid. So it was quite a lot of hats being thrown into the ring. But by far, the hot favourites are Spain and Portugal, for pretty obvious reasons. So they have hosted major tournaments before. Both of them have won European Championships, World Cups, and have been very successful. They have the infrastructure. They have the football infrastructure. And the big problem with this bid has not got a prayer. It's important to stress that Ireland will not be part of a successful bid. It's the association with England. To the international community, this is an English bid. England have tried to host the World Cup a couple of times since 1966. They've been blown out of the water. There's huge anti-English feeling across the board, largely because of what happened with English fans abroad. Mm-hmm. And then what happened to the Euro final this year at Wembley. That was a final nail in the coffin.
And it's happened recently as well, hasn't it? I mean, there was crowd trouble at some of the Euro 2020 matches, even in recent weeks, wasn't there? And they were sanctioned. So is that why England, the English FA, invited the FAI to co-host this?
Yeah, no, because basically they even recognise themselves, I think, to many, England as a toxic brand. So by bringing in what they might see as their Celtic soul brothers, they thought that might sweeten the pill. But I think to the wider community, they still look on it as an English bid. Like, if you talk Ireland be part of the bid, Ireland be part of the bid is the Aviva and Croke Park. Like, it's two stadiums in Dublin. It's mm-hmm. not like you would have games at Thomond Park or Parc Ó Cuíve or whatever. There'll be a few games thrown around the other countries, but 80% of the games will be in England. It will be seen as an English bid. And also, even around Brexit, like, there's a lot of ill feeling towards England out there. And like, that was shown when they were hot favourites to win World Cup bids before. And they didn't come anywhere.
Yeah, but
they're trying to garner support.
Can I just pick you up on what you said? You said this bid doesn't have a prayer. Are you being gratuitously negative there? If that's a realistic appraisal, Kieran, what is the point in proceeding with this?
Well, there's no point. But it's an issue with governments, and I don't mean just this government. I mean governments of the past, that they get tied up, that to them sport is the big events and hosting the big events. And sport really is about building the infrastructure. Like, you talk to people in Irish sport, there's so many parts of it that need money, need investment, particularly in coaching. And, the FAI is only surviving because of government bailout after the disaster of the John Delaney years. And even though there's talk that the British taxpayers will put this bill, I'm sure there will be some bill here, mm-hmm. For Ireland to pay. And you wonder why even the energies of the FAI are being wasted in this other pressing matters.
I'd love to know how much is being spent on a no-hoper of a bid. I mean, of course, they'll say it's not a no-hoper of a bid. If you're not in, you can't win. They're progressing anyway with the bid. The various steps outlined at the very start, establishing a company and so on. They're also going to begin very shortly here in the process of nominating an Irish representative for the team spearheading the World Cup bid. Now, who would that possibly be?
Well, if you look at when England, got into this process in the past, there's somebody like David Beckham. So you're looking for somebody who's got international recognition. And there aren't many Irish soccer figures with that stature. Now, you think of somebody like Liam Brady. I don't think Liam would have any interest in doing that. Roy Keane would not have hoped he would have been interested in doing that. So you're looking at Robbie Keane, I think, because Robbie Keane already has a role within UEFA. He's often an official observer at games. He worked at the European Championships. He's a reputation in America for his time with MLS, with LA Galaxy. And also, crucially, he's still being paid by the FAI. Like, he's still under contract to them, even though he's no longer involved with the national team. Mm-hmm. So if I had to guess, I would say Robbie Keane would be part of the bid.
Okay. A statement from the Department of Tourism, Culture, Arts, Gaelic Sport and Media. They said officials, along with the department from the officials, along with Football Association and government partners of the UK and Ireland, continue to undertake feasibility work, they say, to assess the viability of a bid before FIFA formally opened the bidding process in 2022, and they say a wide range of factors will be examined during this feasibility study prior to any final decision to bid. And yeah. I suppose they would say they're moving along slowly but surely in that regard.
Yeah, and also I think they have a plan B. You know, and plan B is bidding for the European Championships in 2028, and that is more. There's more of a chance of that happening. You know, because if you do look at this, you know, the European Championship this year, there were games scheduled for Dublin. Because of COVID, they didn't happen. Mm-hmm. You know, there were several games played in England. So that joint bid, you know, England have looked at that as well. That, you know, that is a plan B, that okay. We go for the European Championship 2028 if we don't get the World Cup.
Okay, so they may be making ground for an ulterior motive, possibly. Look, we'll leave it there for the moment. We'll see what comes of it. Kieran Cunningham, Chief Sports Writer with the Irish Daily Star. Thank you very much. Indeed, we'll be back with Poland versus the European Union after a break.